My 2019. Happy New Year 2020. We enter a new year and a new decade. May it be a good one. As I reviewed my photos from 2019, I realised just how eventful this year has actually been. I've just read the piece that I wrote as we entered this year, and I prophesied that 2019 will be a splendid year. I can feel it. I can't really describe it as being splendid because of a particular event which I will discuss below, but the year certainly has had its enjoyable moments. As per usual, I cycled a lot this year. Excluding all the miles I cycled on hire bicycles in London, Edinburgh, Glasgow, Liverpool and other cities, as well as a few miles here and there that I cycled on my tandem, the 2019 tally, as recorded by my Garmin, was 2,343 miles. Below is a graph showing what I cycled each month. There's a dip in June, when I was in the aforementioned cities quite a bit, and then it goes downhill after July the 20th. I will explain. I'm now going to talk about each of the photos that I have selected. I was going to type about each photo, but I realised this would take an incredible amount of time and very, very unlikely that you would read it. So I'm going to talk about it to speed things up for both you and me, if there is a you, which there may not be. So I do recommend looking at the photos as you're listening to this because there will be a lack of words, although I will sometimes in a thematic way talk about what I have been up to this year. At the beginning of this year, I looked up at my wall planner, as I usually do, and it was quite empty. The month before, it was my mum's funeral. I had been off work quite a bit while she was ill, and I didn't really know what to do. Before I could blink, the year started moving. So the first picture is where my sister was about to leave to go back up to Manchester, and I had afternoon tea with her and her boyfriend. That was lovely. I decided this year to start a local group cycling club. I really love cycling and wanting to encourage other people to do it. So for my local area, I made a cycle group, and every week for the first quite a few weeks we got a lot of people come in. Numbers dwindled, so in around about June time it kind of moved to sort of one other person. It was lovely, we were on great cycles, but it would be nice with a big group, is what I wanted to do it as. Then I became ill, which I'll talk about in a minute, and I had to stop, but hopefully we'll start that soon. My friend Tom, he came up from London to see me in Wellingborough. That was really nice. I haven't included any photos of this next bit here because it was other people's events, but a friend's family said to me, would I like to take some photos? And they had a couple of events coming up, and I went along and I took photos of these family events, and it was so nice. So I want to thank them for letting me do it, because I love documenting things, and it gave me a chance as well to improve my skills with my Canon, and I love photography, so yeah, I thank them for that. At the end of January, my friend Seb and I went down to watch Prime Minister's Questions, and then we watched a committee, so in the photo I looked very engaged in whatever was being said. Family came over from the Netherlands, so it was lovely obviously to see them and catch up. Some of them I haven't seen them before, so it was really nice meeting them. Seb came down a couple of weeks later to Northampton, and we went out and had a night in the Boston. My cousin Amy got engaged to Stuart, so I went to the engagement party. Another photo is just there of the group cycle. Then the next month, it was my dad's birthday, so we went out for a family meal. That was very nice. Whilst I was at work, I looked out the window and I saw in the car park a beautiful car. Now, generally, I am sure I have a different eye to everyone else and just don't see cars. I just see, I want to say ugliness, but if anyone loves cars, they'll hate that. But anyway, this particular car, I saw it and I loved it. Now, I'm going to say that I want this car. It was so small, and I really think all cars should be limited to not much bigger than this. Nowadays, there are monsters on the road, and they are so dangerous, both for the occupants of that car, other cars on the road, and for pedestrians and cyclists. talking about the size of cars, they do a massive amount of damage to the roads, more so than ever this year. I've reported many potholes and got them filled in. I won't upload photos of everything here, but also as well, my what I call civic duties have increased. I've been emailing about traffic calming measures, traffic orders, placing new requests for pedestrian crossings and new pathways. I've been reporting other issues such as broken glass, problems with pavements, loads of different things. This year I appointed myself as the town's walking and cycling champion. It is an uphill battle, but I will try. So this year I joined, at the beginning of this year, I joined Unison. One of their first events I attended was when I went to the Young Members Forum. That was really nice. It was really good meeting loads of people and getting engaged in a union, which I'd heard about, but I hadn't really considered it before. The next photo is when I went out to Leicester with Sarah. That was really nice. I went up to Nottingham a few weeks later and met up with Emily, Abby and Glenn for kind of a mini sociology reunion. It's been nearly half a decade since we graduated, so it was lovely to catch up with them. I went out, went up to Birmingham and then met up with Abby and Jess. That was lovely. And the next photo is of Jess and I trying on berets whilst we're waiting for Abby trying on some dresses. Tiff came down from Manchester in the next photo, and Sam and Chris and I, we went to bowling. That was really nice. A few weeks later, I went down to Parliament with Seb to watch, well, first of all, we went to the reception bar. It was by Unison. Their campaign was one wage, any age, and the idea is not to be discriminated in terms of age. It was a really, really good event, and MPs came in, and I met Jeremy Corbyn and Rebecca Long-Bailey, as well as many others. Afterwards, we got special tickets into the VIP area to go to watch, it wasn't PMQs, it was just a debate, and I can't remember now what it was about. But whilst we're watching it, I sort of saw commotion out of the corner of my eye, and a lot of people decided to protest, which was great, and I had a really good view. So if you look at the picture, I'm just to the right of the light, if you look at the photo. And I got a good view there. I went up to see Gabby up in Leicester. That was lovely. Met with Tom in London. Oh, no, that was in Nottingham, actually. Sorry, that was in Nottingham, I met with Tom. I had a photo. I look quite hot here wearing these lovely trousers. So I had a photo in work. I put that on. Whilst I was going up to see Tom, I bumped into my other friend Tom, his mum and dad, and this guy, and they were walking away from the train station while I was going to it, and I was a bit of a mess because I just cycled madly down there, and they said to me, "Oh, Sam, this is Bryce. We just put him out for a couple of weeks. He is the brother of the girlfriend of Tom. He's come to improve his English, and I speak a little bit of French sometimes. It depends if the weather is okay and the wind's blowing in the right direction." And I said, I'll for certain meet up. And over the next few weeks, we met up loads and loads and spent loads of time talking about everything. And it was so nice. And we became really good friends. So I will thank him. And if he's listening to this now, I want to say thank you so much for your company over those couple of weeks. And I really, really did have a fantastic time. So the next photo is when we went down to London and we spent the day in London. That was really nice. Next photo is of when Tiffany and I got some Live Every Moment t-shirts delivered. That's one Cynthia Spencer Hospice where my mum was. Next photo is when Tiff was down in this area, and we went to have prezzo with Chris and Fish. That was very nice. I went up to meet Bryce in Loughborough. He went up there for a little bit to do some work. Next photo is of when I decided to go out to Boston in Northampton, and I'd cycled from work, so I left my bike in the room, so it was having a little rest in the hotel room. Next one is when I went down to London, and I was with Bryce. We went to the Design Museum, which I found really hot. I've been there before, but it's now in a different location and it's bigger. I have a bit of a thing about street design, street furniture, and that there are quite a few pieces about that, so it's very good. Next one's very sad. I went to the funeral of a family member called Ronnie. He had a disability and he couldn't speak very well, and he used to call us and catch up and hear about all that happened in our life right the way from my childhood. And it was really quite sad. Next photo is when I attended the International Day Against Transphobia, Biphobia and Homophobia in Northampton. The following day, I attended Northampton Pride. It's one of the first proper prides that they've put on. So really good. I put this photo on Twitter and I was contacted by a reporter from Northampton's BBC, and they said, oh, could we put it online? I said, yes, sure. And she quoted me. I said that the Pride event was bringing a buzz to the town. She put it on, so very good. Then I attended Birmingham Pride, which was lovely and big. You had to pay entry to get into like the area of the music, which I thought was a bit of a disgrace, but I can't remember how much it was, maybe £30. I thought, I don't know. No. Went up to Jess in Nottingham, and then went down to London and took part in the World Naked Bike Riders. I've done for many years before. I said the atmosphere is great, and I love bringing a bit of a shock to spectators' faces. Next day, I went down to Brighton. It was the first time I took part in Brighton's World Naked Bike Ride, and a very different vibe from the London one, a bit smaller. Yeah, I had a great time. I went to see an episode of Pointless being recorded. Yes, it is called Pointless. I went to see an episode of Pointless being recorded with Caitlin, who I met from Unison's Young Members. Then I went down to go to Essex Pride. I decided I wanted to see many different prides this year. When I went to Essex, the chance to get in, it was only quite small. I decided I wasn't doing it, so I took one quick picture and explored the town. And then went back to London and got up to things that I shouldn't have been doing, possibly. I met with Sophie quite a few times this year to do some cycling, so I really enjoyed her company, and it's always nice to catch up with her and go on some cycles. I went up to, as I said, join Unison. I went up to Liverpool to their National Delegates Conference as a visitor to find out what it's all about, and it was incredibly busy a couple of days. On one of the days I went across, or one of the evenings I went across to see my sister in Manchester. So that's that photo. The next photo is when I met Angela Rayner. The next one is of the conference hall, so it's mega busy. I went out for quite a few evenings with Seb up in Liverpool. That's very nice. Whilst I was in Liverpool, I decided, I'm already this far up in the country, I might as well go all the way. I was flirting with the idea and decided to go ahead to go up to Edinburgh. I really, really wanted to go. I'd never been to Scotland before, and I went to explore the city. It's beautiful. I loved it. And the reason I was flirting with the idea is because they had a pride. So I went to Edinburgh's pride, and the next photo is of that. I could have included many other photos. I had really good, really good time up there. Next photo is of Edinburgh climbing Arthur's Rock, so that's that one. Whilst I was up in Edinburgh, we got to the end of my stay, and I was quite sad, I didn't want to go, and then I suddenly realised that I might as well just go to Glasgow. It's only an hour away, and I went there and stayed in a hostel. It was the first time I stayed in a hostel in this country, and I had a great time, I met some great people. This photo, it doesn't do justice, many others I could have picked, but I like the lighting of this one, and it says, people make Glasgow, and I think that was quite a testament to how friendly everyone is and how wonderful. I was just asking for directions and asked a couple of questions, and people were just so nice. And yeah, I had a really, really nice time in Glasgow. A couple of weeks later, I went down to London with Seb for London Pride. The first day, the day before I went down, day before it happened, I went to see everybody's talking about Jamie, and it was a fantastic showing. It was really, really good. So next one is with me in my Pride attire, and then I met with Brandon and his mum in Leicester Square. Next photo is of a family get together that we have every year, and that's my mum's dad's side of the family. Next photo is one of many I could have picked. It's of a car had driven into the bollard that protects the lamppost at my local Sainsbury's supermarket. And I found out inside information that it was at 10 in the morning on Sunday morning, and someone was still incredibly drunk and drove into it. So, you know, that's a time when people could have been arriving to do the Sunday shop, and they drove into it, and I believe they were both arrested because of the level of alcohol they had, and they both claimed each other were driving. It's one of many. The cars have driven into many other things. I've got loads of pictures, and it's driven into traffic lights, and the worst one is when a car drove into someone's house and completely destroyed their lounge, and it's massive structural damage, and that's probably half a mile from my house. Next photo is of when I went with my two aunties to Bristol, and I went to Bristol Pride. We met up with the family from the Netherlands. So he now lives here with his partner, and we went to stay at his and went over to see the suspension bridge. I can't think what it's called. We went to see that, and it was just a lovely couple of days. They're lovely, and Bristol Pride was great as well. I became an Uber Eats cyclist. I decided I need to earn a bit of extra money, and I love cycling, so I want to get paid for it. So I became an Uber Eats cyclist. However, after only two drops, two deliveries, I then on July the 20th, in fact, I was on my way to the school reunion, had a brain hemorrhage. So I was on my scooter and I was scooting along, and suddenly the scooter just veered off one way, and I was going on here, and suddenly I realized that my arm wasn't working, and this was on my right side, and yeah, it wasn't good. So I called the ambulance, called 999, called my dad as well, and the ambulance sent me in. So this photo, I mean, I look slightly worse because I think I'm sleeping, but yeah, it was pretty bad. My vision went cross-eyed. I was, as I said, weak on the right side, and it wasn't good. The next photo is of the next day. I was transferred from Northampton General Hospital, my local hospital, to Oxford Hospital, where they kept me under watch for 2 weeks. And the following photo is of it when I was inside the ambulance. As you can see, I felt okay, except I didn't really know what was going on. I was still very weak, cross-eyed. And so after 2 weeks, I had been monitored, and they said I could go home. I was still incredibly poorly orientated, but I went to Wellingborough Pride, so that's what I wanted to go to. And yeah, I went, and it was great. Seb came down, and he took me over to Russian Lakes afterwards, and it's a picture of me, Tiff, and Alex. Next day, I decided that I wanted to ride my bike. I hadn't ridden it for 2 weeks whilst I'd been in hospital, and it was such a surreal feeling. So luckily, my friend Vish, he came to watch me, and I could only cycle the tiniest bit first, and I kept doing it day after day, after week after week, and building myself up. Now I'm nearly back to normal. Met with Sophie a few days later, and it was difficult walking up to see her. It was only a little bit, and it was just, yeah, it was quite difficult. Went out for Heavenly Desserts with Jav and Rima, and then Jav dropped me off at swimming. That was the first time I was swimming since my brain hemorrhage. I met with family. This is on my mum's side, and that was lovely. Saw Mr. Jackson, my old pastoral mentor, in town. I went up to Liverpool with Vish, Sam, and Chris, and had a great evening out. And the next day I went to Manchester, also had a great evening out. At that time, I was still really quite bad. My vision had come back after a few days, but yeah. But I had a great time, and everyone was lovely. I then went to Adam and Tamara's wedding, and I was so delighted to be able to make it. It was such a special day, and it was really nice. Another photo shows that I went on many cycles with Sophie. Met with Abby and Jess in Nottingham, and then that evening I went out with Seb. There's a photo of a place in Sherwood. Then I went to Leicester Pride, and then on my birthday, my aunt and uncle treated me to afternoon tea at Beckworth's, saw my auntie's mum, Jess, then my cousin's daughter, she came over and we had a catch up. Went on the National Funeral for the Unknown Cyclist, that's the second one that I've been to, demanding more money from government, and then I cycled and met with Tom. I remember my cycling was really quite bad that particular day. And I made sure that I was safe for myself and for other people, but it was so difficult to concentrate and to keep my leg on the pedal, but I made it. And the first time running a week or so later, they cleaned some glass. Then in September the 12th, had a colonoscopy. Yes, that was sad. Had that, but it was all fine now. I had no problems. So I saw Jess again, and I looked hot in that one, so I thought I'm on the picture. Went to Milton Keynes Pride. There's a couple of people I know from over Sainsbury's and their friends, so it was nice. Went on Wellingborough Heritage Tour, and it's really interesting because what you're so used to seeing, you don't realise what it is. And it was interesting to place the places that were being talked about. I went down to London for an event. I was sitting down and Seb came over the bridge and he said he spotted me instantly. I wonder why. Picture of me and Seb. And then I got a box for my bicycle. Like a trailer. And that's really good. I get about £50 worth of shopping there. Went to Lincoln Pride. Very good. There's the next photo of me looking very hot. Went to Sheffield for a consultation about what to do in regard to my head. Stop a brain hemorrhage happening again. So I was up there, stayed there the night. Then I met Emma down in London, lovely. Went up to Manchester and stayed with Tiff Nights for the weekend. That was lovely. Met with Stephen in London, went down there. I had a very nice time. Then I went up to Chesterfield to see Jess. Behind me is the Twisted, I can't remember what it's called, Spire? Yeah, Twisted Spire. Then this photo is one of the civic duties. I want to try and get a crossing placed there, pedestrian crossing. I just think it's shambolic there's not one already. I then decided to go out to the Boston and wear a bit of drag, so I look really nice actually in those trousers. I then went to with Alan and Chris to go to see Made in Dagenham, the musical. I went to an evening at Tom's house, who's back from France, and that was lovely. I went to the Remembrance Sunday event in Wellingborough. I then attended the LGBT Plus conference with Unison up in Bournemouth. Went on my first ever canvassing session and knocked on some doors in Corby. I then had, so this was a result of the consultation that I had up in Sheffield, this is stereotactic radiosurgery. I will post more about this in the next few weeks on my website. It was really painful when the frame fitted. The actual procedures, it doesn't hurt at all. It doesn't make a noise. I actually fell asleep in the machine. So I had that done. Hopefully it will help to fix it. I've got another lot of to have in the next week or so. And then I'll find out the results in 2 years. I then met with David Rowland. I haven't seen him in quite a few years. He's an old friend from school. Then went down to London with Seb to watch Cinderella drag musical. It starred Bag of Chips, who it was, I think, second or maybe third place in UK Drag Race, and she was a star of Cinderella, and one of the stars. Everyone in there was, the makeup was amazing. So went down to London. I went up. Me and Seb went up. Oh God, I can't remember what it's called. No, it's gone. The name of it, but I went in the spectacular views. Then my bike, so I went in there for one issue and then they saw this, so apparently it could have shredded as I was cycling along, and it could have been really quite bad. So luckily I caught that in time. I had many reunions this year, and the first of the big reunions was at the URN's big reunion, and that was in London. So it was lovely seeing most of the people I haven't seen. Well, some of them, I've never seen, but quite with people I haven't seen for quite a few years. Then I organised a school reunion, so it's been 10 years since I left Year 11, and it was really nice. It was really good. I hope more people would come, but the people that came, made it special, so thank them for coming. Then I went on Christmas Eve, it's an annual event now, at Tom's, and it was really, really quite nice. And I got quite drunk. Christmas Day, I spent it at my aunt and uncle's, and that was lovely. It was really good. And then Boxing Day, Tiff and Alex came, and we spent the day there as well. And then a couple of days later, we spent the evening around my mum's cousin and her daughter and husband's house. So that was very long. No one will probably listen to this, but I just wanted to settle and also dispel the photo. So when I look back on this in a few years' time, I can see what a great and busy year it's been. I now can't really imagine that, because when I had that brain hemorrhage, it shook everything up. So, I now can't really picture where I am and how I've recovered fully. Thank you for listening and looking at all the pictures, and a very happy 2020. May this be a wonderful decade.